Strumpf, what has been the most impactful music for you this year and why?
So, I'm typically very slow with checking out new music, even though I get a lot of recommendations all the time. But I think the most impactful music this year was, on the one hand, like specific bands, definitely Djevochka. And I think I said this on the pod before, but Transliterator is just the most beautiful piece of music I've listened to this year. Shout out to Sean. And then, yeah, I have my Dominion Radio Makes Me Sing playlist that I always play for my matches, but I also think I listen to it every day. There's like just everything and anything in there I've ever listened to, probably, and well, not everything I've ever listened to, but anything and everything I feel like makes me sing. And I noticed that there are three songs in particular that just make me so happy, like every time they come on. I'm probably dating myself here, but it's Narcotic by Liquido. I don't really know how to pronounce it, but that's like always makes me so, so happy, like when I hear the intro playing. And then Maria by Blondie, and then of course Baby One More Time by Britney. Yeah, lots of joy. And then I think from the karaoke thing, it's, of course I get to know some songs I didn't know before, and some of them are like really, really hard to play actually, but I'd say like impactful songs just like because they're beautiful is Hopeless Wanderer by Mumford and Sons, which I didn't know before, and By and By by Camp. I don't really know how you pronounce it, but yeah, that was a very beautiful song that I didn't know before, and that kind of hit me right in the feels because it reminded me of someone that I have lost and that was near and dear to me. So I think those are the three clusters of music that have been impactful this year.
To pass the time, an ancient story, long imbued with festive glory, a couple take an expedition, ordered by a statistician, drawing future bigger hands to count for more in distant lands.